Psalm 83. Now the import of this psalm is very clear indeed. Asaph is encouraging Israel to sing this song, crying out to God, O God, do not keep silent. Be not quiet, O God. Be not still. Why? See how your enemies are astir, how your foes rear their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let's destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. With one mind they plot together. They form an alliance against you. Asaph, as I've said, is setting this psalm now so that Israel can use it to cry out to God in this time when their enemies are so bent on vengeance and so hating of Israel that they want to expunge the name of Israel from the earth. That the name of Israel be remembered no more. They've formed an alliance, these people. And it's not only against Israel. It's against God himself. They form an alliance against you. They're plotting against the people you cherish. Who are these people? Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab, the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia. The people of Tyre, even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot. A tremendous confederacy of these people united, bent together on one aim, one end, the destruction of Israel. Reminds me of Christ, the political powers, the religious powers, the pagan powers. They were all joined together against Christ, here against Israel, and against God. And what does Asaph do? He himself goes back to history, and he wants Israel to go back to its history and cry out to God, remembering what God had done to Midian, to Sisera, Jabin, Oreb, Zeba, and Zalmunna. The time when God intervened at Kishon and at Endor. And Asaph wants Israel to cry out to God again, that he will arise and make bare his arm again and shatter his enemies. Make them like tumbleweed, O my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, or a flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Why does he want this? So that men will seek your name, O Lord. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. So Israel, surrounded by this confederacy, cries out to God that he will remember what he has done before, have mercy upon them again, and come and shatter his enemies, that men may seek him, and that men may know that God alone, the God of Israel, is the only true and living God over all the earth. Well, what do we make of this? Well, of course, this is another classic example of how we have to read the Old Covenant through the eyes of the New. And those who do not do this, the Reformed and others, who read the Bible as a flat book, can make the dreadful mistake, and it's been made time and again in history, of taking such psalms, such passages of Scripture, and literally bringing them into the New Covenant. And of course, if that's so, then we defend the church, we defend the cause of Christ with the sword. And it's a short step to say that we advance the cause of Christ by the sword and by conquest. Islam does it. Rome has done it. But the New Covenant shows that this is utterly wrong. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. We're engaged in warfare. We're at a battle. Ephesians chapter 6. Oh yes, we're engaged in warfare. But the weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10, are spiritual, not carnal. The cause of Christ is not defended and not advanced by the sword. How that parable compelled them to come in has been abused, forcing men to conversion by the sword. Utterly wrong. So what is the right application of this? Am I not concerned today that churches, believers, say in North Korea, Somalia, Pakistan, Afghanistan and other places, Iraq and Iran, am I not concerned that they're being persecuted? Of course I am. I should be. Do I not want God to appear for his people? Of course I do. And if any of those people are hearing me now, my heart, I hope I can say, goes out to you. May God arise and scatter your enemies, yes, and defend you. But not in the way that Psalm 83 speaks. Of course it's part of the word of God, and I'm not apologizing for the old covenant. I'm not even trying to explain it. This was perfectly correct in the old covenant. An excellent prayer by Asaph. But in the days of the new covenant, I want God to vindicate his church, vindicate his people, advance his cause by the gospel. Of course, the enemies of God are against his people still. Of course they are. But may God arise and by the preaching of his word, scatter his enemies. Asaph wanted them humiliated. Humiliate them, O Lord. May they be disgraced. Bring them down or terrify them. Cover their faces with shame and so on. What do I want? I want sinners to come to repentance. What does he want here? He wants men to know that the Lord is the only true God. I want sinners to bow to Christ. Bow to God in Christ by the Spirit. I want sinners to know and to acknowledge that there is only one true God and only one Savior for sinners. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the true God, he must be worshipped. I want men to repent and believe. If any unbeliever is listening to me, that's what I want for you. I want you to trust Christ, repent of your sins, bow to God, submit to the Lord, take Christ as Lord and Savior. I want Islam. I want Rome. I want Confucianism and Buddhism and Hinduism and Sikhism. I want these religions to fall. I want their adherents to come to Christ. Of course I do. I want the saints to be protected and delivered. But may it be by the gospel method, preaching, prayer, by the Spirit, and not by the weapons of the world. But, of course, there is a day coming. There is a day fixed, a day appointed, Acts 17, when God will judge the world, and he will make bare his arm. And men will know then his wrath in a literal sense, in a very real and eternal sense. I warn you of it, if you're an unbeliever. So I would use Psalm 83. May God arise today and scatter his enemies. May he do so by the preaching of the gospel, preaching of Christ, by prayer, by spiritual warfare. And may his people be protected and delivered. And may his name alone be glorious. Not Allah, not Muhammad, not popery, but Christ. God in Christ, by the Spirit. May Psalm 83 live again in the days of the new covenant with new covenant principles. May we see yet that men do seek the name of the Lord, not in a long, drawn-out seeking after God, but in a real trust of him, and then ever seeking to live for him. May men throughout the world know that the Most High, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is over all the earth. May he indeed be over them. May Christ be praised today throughout the world. Amen.